Anecdote alert. When fantasy life and real life meet. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Interesting People, our weekly look at the lives of people who do interesting things. This week, I'm joined by Reginald Trumpton, whose autobiography, How I Nearly Married Camilla, is causing quite a stir in publishing circles. Good evening, Mr. Trumpton.
Oh, do call me Reggie, please. All my friends call me Reggie.
Well, Reggie, perhaps you can tell us how you nearly married Camilla Parker Bowes, Prince Charles's wife.
Well, it was the night before Camilla's wedding to Prince Charles. I was in the bar of the Dorchester Hotel in Park Lane with some friends, and after a few drinks, well, we thought it would be terribly funny if someone dressed up as Prince Charles and tried to marry Camilla in his place.
Really?
Well, in a bad light, I quite looked like Charles, so I was chosen to do the job. So I got dressed up, and we called a taxi to take me to the Windsor Castle. Unfortunately, I left my wallet and my jacket back at the hotel, so I didn't have enough money to pay the taxi driver. So I had to ask him to drop me off at home instead. It's rather interesting to think that if I'd remembered my wallet, I could have become a royal.
Indeed. Well, your book is full of similarly extraordinary stories. I have to say, I find most of them rather difficult to believe.
What? How dare you?
Well, for example, you claim you were asked to join the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely. This was at the end of the 1960s. Brian Jones had just left the band. I was spending a quiet evening with a few friends in the bar of the Dorchester Hotel in Park Lane when Mick Jagger walked in looking very glum.
"Hello, Reggie," he said. "You've got to help us, man. Brian's left the band, and we're touring the States next week. We need you, man."
And what happened?
"Well," I said, "look, Mick, old boy, you know me. I'd do anything to help out a mate. But I don't just think Keith will accept me. I'm a bigger guitarist, for one thing, and..." Well, Mick interrupted me.
"Yeah, I know. You're too cool for Keith. He's jealous of your image, man. Oh, well, I'll have to find someone else."
If only I'd been less cool. I could have been a Stone. But to be honest, I'm glad I didn't join the band. I could see they were going to have musical differences in the future, and I didn't want to get involved.
I found Chapter 4 especially unbelievable.
Why is that, then?
You say that you nearly became the Prime Minister of the UK in 2005.
Now that's a funny story. I was in the bar of the Dorchester Hotel in Park Lane with a few friends when who should walk in but Tony Blair, and he goes, "Oh, Reggie, you must."
And in Chapter 7, you claim that you nearly stopped the sinking of the Titanic.
Well, that's right. I spoke to the captain, and I begged him to turn left, but he wouldn't listen to me. If he had turned left, hundreds of innocent lives would have been saved.
But the Titanic sank in 1912. You're 56, Mr. Trumpton.
In 1912? Are you sure? It can't have been. My good friend Leonardo DiCaprio was on it. He was telling me all about it just the other day in the bar of the Dorchester Hotel in Park Lane.
I think you're confusing Mr. DiCaprio's film of 1997 with historical fact. It seems to me you do the same in Chapter 9, where you write that you were nearly the first person to discover America.
Well, if I'd been born a few years earlier, I could have done that. Nothing is impossible.
You're a fraud, Mr. Trumpton. You're not interesting at all. Go away. Join me again on Interesting People next week, when I'll be joined by Sir Fred Brampton, the famous worm farmer.
Well, I'm more interesting than he is.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Go away.